morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County. And I join you this morning, as we do every Sunday morning, from the beautiful studios of WTBR 89.7 FM Pittsfield Community Radio and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. I hope we have a good show planned for you today. We're starting the countdown to St. Patrick's Day, and we'll have more information about those festivities in the weeks ahead. But for the purposes of today, we'll be hearing from Emish, we'll be hearing from Plansty, Sharon Shannon, the Dropkick Murphys, and the Monks of Glenstall Abbey. So enough for me. We're going to be starting the shows off today with Emish, with Sinners Make the Best Saints.
Thank you. grasses, green forest, out under the trees. We'd lie on our backs, we'd live at our ease. We'd wake in the morning at the first shafts of day and watch the shy deer as they scampered away. We'd rise from our warm beds as the sun it got higher and cook up our breakfasts on a sweet-scented fire. Echo of woodpeckers rings through the trees. We'd sit in our glade till the heat of the day, walk down to the zoo to sing and to play. Well, the money rolled in and the people looked on. When the hat was quite full, we'd up and be gone. In Dumbavitsa Tavern, we spent money free and drank to our friends, where'er they may be. We'd walk home to Bonassa's green glade.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. This is Kevin Cahill. And that was Sharon Shannon. I'm sure you recognize her button accordion skills. It's from the Sharon Shannon collection, and the name of the reel, the tune, was The Mighty Sparrow. And before that, you heard from Planxty. I really like that tune, the two tunes that you heard. One of them was Benisha's Green Glane. Benisha's Green Glane, and also Maminsko Horo. I'm not sure what either of those phrases refer to. And I, you know, Stockton's Wing is often referred to as the best traditional band in Ireland from those years. But I think Planxty should be included in that. So between the jigs and the reels, Benisha's Green Glade, Maminsko Horo from Planxty. And we started off with Emish from their album, Sinners Make the Best Saints, with Face of an Angel. So as I mentioned at the startup of the show, our St. Patrick's Day celebration will be on Saturday, March 14th. Doors will be opening 5 o'clock. Dinner will be served promptly, I'm told, at 6 p.m. We'll be having the Breffni School of Irish Dance. We'll be having the corned beef and cabbage buffet. And we also will be having the Irish American, Berkshire County Irish American of the Year, who has yet to be nominated. So if you, anyone in my listening audience would like to recommend someone for the Irish American Person of the Year for the year 2026, please give me a call at 413-770-7512. That's Kevin Cahill at 413-770-7512 for nominations of the Irish American Person of the Year. I will have some within a few days because I'm going to be sending an email out to my constituency, but by all means, my radio audience might have an opinion as well. So by all means, let me know. And in the meantime, we're going to be listening to the Drock Kick Murphys. We'll be right back.
one walks up and down, cause this carnival war, I gotta do it right. There's gonna be a blackout tonight.
See what we can find. Last year has gone for everyone, passed with time. What happened to us then can't happen once again. And what's it now to me? History.
Years may come, many years are still ahead.
Years may go,
many years have passed.
Some go fast,
they belong to yesterday.
Some go slow,
still the memories last.
Some are good,
good stuff that love to flow.
Some are bad,
good stuff to keep.
For each one,
thank the Lord that we have lived.
Just be glad,
together through the years.
Dish us out, we'll beat the Lord, and that is what life's all about. Whatever may come true, ahead for me and you, someday it all will be memories.
Years may come, many years are still.
Lost in the rock of me, bell of harmony.
I liked that very much. It's the Monks of Glenstall Abbey with Antir Noreen Narayan, The Sorrows of Noreen Narayan. And before that, we heard from the Irish Rovers with a more cheerful song, The Years May Come and The Years May Go. And we started off this section of the show with the Dropkick Murphys, Gonna Be a Blackout Tonight, a song I'm sure you're all very familiar with. So I want to note, today in Irish history, on the 25th of January, the sinking of the Laurentic. On the 25th of January, the SS Laurentic made a stop at a naval port in Buncrana, County Donegal, having left Liverpool 2 days earlier. It was carrying 479 passengers and crew, mostly Royal Navy personnel, as well as 43 tons of gold bullion, valued at the time, 5 million pounds. It stopped in Buncrana to allow four ratings, suspected of having yellow fever to be dropped off, then continued a scheduled journey towards Halifax, Nova Scotia, with the remaining passengers and crew. 2 hours later, the Laurentic struck two mines that had been left by a German U-boat off Lough Swilly and sank within an hour. Of the 475 souls on board, 354 perished. A hunt for the gold bullion, which was to be used to buy munitions for the ongoing war from Canada and the United States, was led by Commander Guybon Damont, a diving expert. Petty Officer Augustus Dent, who had survived the sinking of the Laurentic, was one of the divers chosen for the mission. It all had to be done in secret, lest the Germans learn of the sunken gold. Another reason for secrecy was that the United States was still officially neutral at the time. The salvage operations went on for 7 years. And 3,186 of 3,211 gold ingots were eventually retrieved. The cost was £128,000, significantly less than the value of the gold recovered. Submitting his report on the 21st of September 1924, Damont said, quote, "This satisfactory result is due above all things to the loyal and dogged work of naval divers, inspired by no selfish motive of reward. It is with profound gratitude to those who have helped me to foresee and guard against danger that I record the fact that there has been no loss of life or serious accidents in the whole course of the work." So there you have it on this day, January 25th in 1917. And now we're going to hear, we're going to hear from Natasha Paulberg.
was troubled. Only you could know the pain. You weren't afraid to face the devil. You were no stranger to
calmed and deathly rough. Still you wait patient silence or some long abandoned ship to call you up for duty for one more long for trip. Still Henry comes to see you and helps to dry your tears with his love of country music and half a dozen beers. And he takes you from your sorrow and he takes you on the town. Says if you can't forget the ocean, there's danger you might drown. No 60-year-old sailor is wanted on the sea, and no 40 years of sailing will get them to agree. No 20 years of reasoning will ever make them see, and no amount of money will ever set you free. He can only do so much, and you realize he's losing you when you start losing touch. In this dirty, smoky bar room, you stare blindly at your past, and you see the ghost of every coast appearing in your glass. And you did your bit for Europe, for your king and your country, but they soon forgot your sacrifice in the wake of victory. And these empty bottles ask you, was it peace or was it war? Was it love or just frustration that brought you down so far? No 60-year-old sailor is wanted on the sea, and no 40 years of sailing will get them to agree. No 20 years of reasoning will ever make them. And no amount of money will ever set you free. And all those years of waiting, were they worth it after all? When there's only one more voyage, just one more port of call.
That was the Battlefield Band with Port of Call from their album Anthem for the Common Man. And then before that, we heard from Ronan Tynan, the unmistakable Ronan Tynan. The Dawning of the Day is the name of his CD, I guess I should call them, with Go Rest High on the Mountain. And first up on that set, we heard from the CD Perpetual Twilight, and the song we heard was A Star. And let me talk a little about that, because it's a little outside of our normal Irish music range. The one reason why I play that CD is because the music and the singing are recorded by University College Dublin, the Choral Scholars of University College Dublin. I play them pretty frequently on this show because I think they deserve credit for what they do and their students. However, that song, A Star, is based on a poem by Patrick Kavanagh, was set by Natasha Paulberg for the UCD at Astra Academy Students in 2012. Paul Berg, an Australian-Irish composer, illustrates the enormity and beauty of the night sky through her instrumental writing for the piano, vibraphone, violin, and cello. The glittering stars are represented by piano twinkles, while the melodic line and overall stability of a star is held by the choir, whose singers conjure a sense of reverence as nighttime spectators. So there you have the star. And now we're going to be hearing from John Francis Flynn.
Thank you. on Raglan Road of an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger and I passed along the enchanted way, and I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November, we tripped lightly along the ledge of a deep ravine where can be seen the worth of passion's pledge, the queen of hearts still making tart, and I'm not making hay. Oh, I loved too much, and by such is happiness thrown away. I gave her gifts of the mind, I gave her the secret sign that's known to the artists who have known the true gods of sound and the stone, and word and tint without stint. I gave her poems to say with her own name there and her own dark hair like clouds over fields of May. On a quiet street where old ghosts meet, I see her walking now away from me so hurriedly. My reason must allow that I had loved not as I should a creature made of clay. When the angel woos, the clay he'd lose his wings at the dawn of day.
Kevin Cahill saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR, 89.7 FM on your radio dial, and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. You're a Ugut Ugut Jahi Shuk Ugut.